in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Back at you again.
We are, again, subbing in for John Stadmiller on the National Intel Report. Dylan Avery will be joining us shortly. We should also have special guest Kill Town, anybody that's been in this movement for, you know, four-plus years. Anybody who's been in this movement for, you know, four-plus years, you know, really should know who Kill Town is. You know, he's done some extensive research. I may not agree with all of it, but, you know, at least he's putting it out there. And he really is quite meticulous. So we're going to try to have another fun show. Let me give a shout-out first to Danny Romero, the producer of this, for getting it together. Because, I forgot him last time.
Absolutely. And anyone out there, again, listening to us, thanks. Give us a chance here. This is our second show, my second broadcast ever. So we're gonna go at it again. If you guys want to call in, definitely out there looking for some call-ins, some stuff to talk about. The call-in line, if we go back to that screen real quick, is...
1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. And the show that was just on had Lynn Pence on it, and we know Lynn, and she's done a lot of extensive work for the 9/11 Truth Movement. And we can only commend her for that. We love Lynn, and really hope that her voice keeps getting out there.
Sorry, Jason's having a little bit of intestinal gas right now. But,
Corey's always at a loss for words. We just got done with yet another documentary interview. We're being attacked in Time Magazine.
Oh, yeah, we're out for the people who have the mail subscriptions, the mail-out subscriptions from Time Magazine. You can see that there's a story about loose change in there somewhere.
It's a cover story. Conspiracy myths.
Is it something like that? 9/11. It's I think it's somewhere around page 30. I haven't gotten the magazine myself yet. I have to go up to my mother's house, actually. She got it. Someone mailed it and gave it to her today. And then also you were in Newsweek, right?
No. I think it was U.S. News and Report. And they blatantly lie in that article.
Tell us how they lie, Jason.
Well, let me tell you. They quote that Scripps Howard poll that just came out. Only instead of the 36% that believe either the government helped carry out the attacks or knowingly allowed it to happen for their own political gain, they say 16%, and that's just not correct. 16% of us now believe that the World Trade Center was brought down in controlled demolition. So they again try to marginalize us, but it's not working, is it, Corey?
Absolutely not. I don't think that all these polls are really necessary. It's either you believe the official version or you don't. Because that's what they're standing by. This is what our government is standing by, is the official version. And if you stand by that, and that's your point of view, if you're out there, that's great. But otherwise, you're going to believe in alternative theories. You have to get out there, and you have to look at the information. I mean, 16% of us know that it was blown up in a controlled demolition. It should be 96% of us because it's so blatantly obvious. But, that's fine, but who cares? You know,
the brainwashing in this country is extensive, and it's going to take a while to bring it to 96%. I really believe the strides that we are making now are really going to push this movement forward in a manner we haven't seen before. And, you know, maybe we will get 90-plus percent, at least questioning the official version, you know, after the September 11th. What do you think, Corey?
Absolutely. I mean, this is such obvious information. I mean, it's such common sense to anybody who takes a couple minutes to look at it that it should be 90% to believe. I mean, again, it's either you believe the official version or you think the government is lying, because there is no gray area here. You either believe that the 47 main support columns in the World Trade Center weren't there, or you believe that they were there. I mean, it's that simple.
I think that's the music, so we're gonna take our first break, and hopefully we'll be back on and we'll get filled out.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm. Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. And we're back on the John Stadtmiller Show. Unfortunately, John Stadtmiller is not with us this evening. We're going to get Corey Rowe and Jason Burmes from his basement room out here in upstate New York, broadcasting it through a $10 microphone.
On Skype.
On Skype.
God bless Skype.
Absolutely. It's a great little system. We're having a good time trying to work out the kinks. Had some volume issues. Now we're going to get that worked out. Now that we got that, before we get to Killtown, who is waiting patiently on the line, and Richard in Texas, I want to go ahead and talk about what's coming up this weekend, which is the Ground Zero Rally. This is the make or break education point for America. We are officially going to be on CNN twice that day. Once on the Paul Azan show, they're editing up together. They came to our house last Thursday, and did a real nice interview with us in the backyard. They're going to be doing a piece on the phenomenon of people not believing the government. They're not going to go into our evidence, and they're not going to go into that. They're more focused on the movement aspect and how many people from grassroots are coming up and are really starting to not believe the mainstream theories and really starting to look elsewhere. Along with that, we were invited into the CNN studios in New York City to do a taped show with the Glenn Beck show for CNN Headline News, which should be pretty exhilarating. I respect Glenn Beck. I think he does a good show. He does have, of course, information that I don't agree with, but that's why I'm going to get to go meet him in person with the guys here and talk to him. That is, those both of those events are happening on September 11th during the day, not to mention the media storm that is going to be following us around that day. I mean, there is seriously going to be media following Jason Dillon and myself around from, I think we're up to about 10 different countries right now, not counting the ones that are you know, out there in the United States and the smaller people and the smaller independent investigators that want to check out the scene. It is going to be intense, folks. It is there's no way to get around it. But now everything is in full swing. We've got I've gotten emails from family members of people who their family members are coming up, and there's going to be a large group of 9/11 truth people there. We have the weekend of events all weekend, but. Before I hand off the mic to Jason, what I really want to put out here is that we need to remain sir and ma'am. It does not matter how many people are going to yell at you and scream in your face. We need, as the 9/11 Truth Movement, to remain calm. The number one word of this entire weekend should be respect. It is what it's all about. It is all about the respect of other Americans and the international community. This information will affect everyone. It needs to be given out respectfully. I cannot stress enough how much I do not want to see an eruption of anger between anyone in Investigate 9/11 t-shirt all the way to the people that we're trying to say. I do not want to see anyone fighting with anyone, arguing this is all about, sir and ma'am. There is not one reason why you should have to raise your voice to get this information across. The information speaks for itself. If they don't want to talk to you, politely hand them a DVD, which we will be distributing at the concert Sunday night and Monday morning to hand out so people can get ready for the next day. Seriously, this is going to be an event where we're going to have upwards of 2,000 people all in a uniform, all wearing Investigate 9/11 t-shirts. We've had 2,000 of ourselves made, not to mention the other organizations who have gotten the template and have made the t-shirts themselves. Ground zero for the people who haven't been there is not a very large location. It is one city block. There is traffic. They might shut it down this year. However, last year they did not shut down traffic. And you're not allowed to go into the center at all, so it's just a sidewalk. So imagine that real quick, one city block, 2,000 people around a city block on a sidewalk. It's not crowded by any means, but all of them wearing the same t-shirt. For the people who don't know about this information, for the people we are there to try to educate, these people are going to be, one, overwhelmed by the element of so many people in solidarity, looking the same. It's going to be overwhelming to them. It's going to intrigue some, it's going to make others interested, and it's going to anger many. So we need to do the best that we can to hold restraint, and if we view someone, one of our brothers, one of our soldiers for 9/11 Truth, are out there and trying to get this information across, and we see them starting to erupt, just kindly walk up behind them, whisper into their ear, please, you know, sir, this is not what we're about. This is not the way to project the information. You know, maybe pull them away and inform them of the correct procedure and how to get this information across, which is respectfully, which is sir and ma'am. So, at this point, you know, I'm going to hand it off to Jason. Again, safety, respect. I'll be speaking Friday night, or I believe Friday night, or if not Saturday night, I can't remember exactly. But I have 45 minutes that I got to talk, and I'm going to talk for a good portion about safety and respect, because it is the most important issues of this weekend. Jake, take it away.
Well, really, Corey, it took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, that's what it is. It's going to be sir and ma'am and respect. And really, solidarity. We're there to respect the victims' family members with the truth. And now that George Bush says that he's going to be at all three sites that day, I refuse to let him reinforce the big lie 5 years later. That being said, while I'm discussing this, why don't we go to Killtown and Dillon both on the line?
Can we do a little conference there?
I'm hoping we can get them both
from
on the line.
From the booth? Can we get them both on their booth?
Well, all right. Sounds great. Yeah, are you there, Killtown?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, man? I hope we're not too low. You know, we're trying to speak up. For those of
all the way up.
You know, for those of us who don't know who you are, Killtown, why don't you give a little short synopsis?
Oh, jeez, I don't know. I'm just an average citizen from the U.S. and just been investigating the 911 attack because I kind of felt early on something was suspicious, and as soon as I heard that plane that hit the Pentagon crashed in the only renovated section that was mostly empty, that really raised my suspicions. And then when I found or saw the Hunter Boeing site and saw the pictures of the crash scene, I knew within seconds that no big plane crashed there. And it's been hooked ever since.
All right. All right. Dylan, are you there?
No, he's not.
Are you there also, Dylan?
We're trying to work on the mic situation, Jason. We're gonna dig up another mic real quick and plug it in. So if you and Kill Towns, you can just keep at it for a minute.
All right, sure. You've got it. Thanks, Corey. Kill Town. We've been going over this new photographic evidence. Basically, it's not new photographic evidence, but it's basically being interpreted new, and you've done some really extensive research on the United 93 crash. Why don't you talk about that real quick?
Well, yeah, the photo in question is called the End of Serenity photo, and that's the infamous photo that shows a smoke plume rising up in a clear blue sky over a red barn. It was taken by Val McClatchy, who lives in Stoystown, Pennsylvania, which is right next to Indian Lake and about a mile and a half away from the epicenter, the crash point where Flight 93 supposedly crashed. And she's been selling this thing for like $20 a pop, and supposedly $18 go into donations to the Heroic Choices Foundation, which used to be called the Todd Beamer Foundation. And I had a gentleman has an ID that goes by the name of Rumple Foreskin. Don't ask me. And a couple months ago, he emailed me and pointed out that he was looking on some aerial photos from, like, Google Map, and he noticed that the plume in her photo didn't line up with the crash spot. It lined up right next to pond, which is kind of right in the back where the crash center is. And he said, well, I'm going to go check it out some more, and I'll get back to you. And I kind of just said, oh, okay, let me know. And I kind of forgot about it. And then now I was just updating my Flight 93 page and came across that photo and the address of Ms. McClatchy, because she posted on her website that advertised the photo sale. So I figured I'll plug it in, see where her house lined up. Because the picture he sent me never showed her house. It showed a line. It showed kind of like half of the satellite photo. So I was just kind of like lining it up and see if he was right, and damn sure he was right. It didn't line up at all. So we were discussing back and forth about it. And, you know, I thought it kind of went right over the pond, and he said, no, it's just right next to the pond. And then he was correcting that. I was a little off my alignment. Then you just look at the photo. Man, that plume is huge on that photo. So I was drawing some width lines of plume width, and man, if that plume came over the crater, it would be like 6 to 7 football fields wide. So I got the feeling that this photo and this photo, obviously, everybody thought it was an ordnance blast because it has that gray color and not a real dark color, almost black color that you'd see in a normal plane crash. And then the column of the plume down is kind of thin, so it's indicative of a short pulse blast, kind of like an ordnance or a fuel bomb where it's blast, makes it a mushroom cloud. But no fuel is burning under it to, you know, keep filling it up. And I just thought, well, this is either an ordnance blast really close to her house, just beyond the horizon of the photo, or this photo is fake. You know, it could be easily photoshopped on there. At the loose change form, I even have a start a thread and ask people to submit their photoshopped versions of it, and so 10 people just, you know, real quickly, within 20, 30 minutes, they said they put like a different smoke plume on her photo just to show people how easy it is to Photoshop it and fake, you know. So
where can people find your original research in this Killtown?
They can go to my blog at killtown.blogspot.com or my main website at geocities.com/killtown, or do it the easy way and just Google Killtown.
Yeah, that is the easy way, isn't it? But then again, they might get to some sub-articles and not to the main page. Well, Killtown, you know, that is some very interesting evidence. You know, we've gone over it pretty extensively in the past couple of weeks. What, though, to you seems like the most rock-solid evidence of an inside job? Don't you really believe that the controlled demolitions of 1, 2, and 7 are probably the most solid scientific evidence we have?
Hey, man, Killtown, real quick, with that in mind, we got to take a break. Hey, folks, turn your music down because this thing's about to get loud. If your volume's up like Killtown's, we're going to go ahead and switch our microphones during this break. We'll catch you on the flip side.
If you're like the millions of Americans living day to day, trying to make ends meet, then you wouldn't want to pass up this opportunity. Employment and job security are at an all-time low, while the cost of living, supporting your family or lifestyle, and credit card debt just keep going up. So what if I told you there was a way to earn the kind of money you need and deserve? Build financial freedom. Secure a future for you and your family. And do it all right from the comfort of your own home, with no money at risk. Now you can, by starting your own business and becoming a part of the LifeWave team. LifeWave has developed a line of groundbreaking products using drug-free and chemical-free patches which work along the same principles as Qi that Asian cultures have used for thousands of years. LifeWave patches energize the body's own bioelectrical field to help create more energy and stamina, improve rest and concentration, and relieve muscle aches and pains without putting any type of stimulants or other substance into your body. This is something that everyone can use. All lifestyles, all ages. Just think of the possibilities. Now you can stop living in the past, get out of debt, and become part of the future, your future, by starting your own business today and becoming part of the LifeWave team. To learn how you can become part of the LifeWave team, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't sit back and let this opportunity pass you by. Take charge of your future. Act now.
Order the DVD of a lifetime, Into Evidence, Truth, Lies, and Unresolved Mysteries in the Murder of JFK. This landmark video is the most comprehensive presentation ever delivered on the assassination and features the leading experts in every field of scientific investigation. 32 hours of research presented on the most controversial murder of the 20th century. This compilation will make a great addition to your collection. To order this beautifully packaged 8-DVD set, visit our website, intoevidence.net/US.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hopefully we can go to Dylan. I know he's on the line. So as soon as you're in, Dylan, just chime in. Killtown, you're still there, correct?
Yes, I am.
Hello?
Awesome. All right, man. Hey, hopefully the mic sounds better. Real quick, Killtown, I wanted to discuss what you were just discussing because I was halfway out of the room and just got to brief from it on Jason. So we haven't made our trip down to Shanksville yet. We're going down there after September 11th, probably 2 or 3 weeks after September 11th. We're going to head down to Shanksville and do our on-the-ground research there for the final cut.
But you were saying that your evidence showed that the smoke ring was farther away. Now, are you suggesting that the smoke ring is photoshopped or anything along that matter? I hate to ask you the same thing you might have just talked about, but I just want to make sure I'm in the conversation.
Well, in my opinion, I think the photo is fake. Just if you look at the photo, it's such a perfect photo. It's lined up correctly. The color's brilliant. I mean, you could not have taken a better photo. You need to kind of know the story behind it. We'll go into that maybe later, but supposedly, Ms. McClatchy, after being almost knocked off her couch by the blast that she felt, she says she went out and grabbed her camera that was ready by the door and went out, snapped a picture without even aiming. And she says she did this in about five seconds, and she says that when the FBI came over to her house, they timed her. And, you know, I'm sorry, but jumping out with the adrenaline running, you know, aiming at just a digital camera, I just don't think it's going to make that such a great photo, you know. So if I had to bet money, I would say it's fake. I'm not necessarily saying she fabricated it, but, you know, I have to go with the photo that's fake.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to going down there and talking to her and hopefully getting an interview with her. Maybe she'll do that. But as that image looks to me, and I from being in Afghanistan, we used to do ordnance blasts like every day, all day long, and they had that exact distinction, smoke ring, you know, right up there, around perfect ring. So if it isn't a Photoshop photo, which I'm not going to say one way or the other that I believe, I'm just stating that if it is a real photo, that smoke comes directly from what to me signifies an ordnance blast or an explosion on the ground. Not really an ordnance blast as much as an explosion on the ground, which from explosives, not jet fuel, because if that jet fuel had come in from the crash, it would have a much different pattern than a straight up smoke ring. So, you know, again, but anyway.
So, Dylan, are you online?
Yeah, I believe I'm on the line. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Dylan. All right, cool. Now that we got everybody, go ahead, Killtown.
I was going to say, the plume, in my estimation, as I said, her house is about 1.5 miles from the crater. But in my estimation, if the plume was 2 football fields wide, which I think is a huge plume, that would only be about 2 football fields from her house, you know, only like a quarter of a mile from her house, pretty much just beyond the horizon of the photo. And there is it looks like a little burn spot that's right in the line with the camera direction that she was pointing. So that possibly could be a spot, but I'm still hesitant to say that it's real because, I mean, it's such a big plume, and to think no one else saw this plume, I mean, it would have gone up and started floating around and no one else took a picture of it. It's just kind of hard to imagine no one was able to snap a shot of that, you know, other than her.
Sure. All right. Well, I'm not sure if we can, but if we can, I'd like to go to Richard in Texas and take his question. I know we have 2 people on the line already. So,
yeah, this is Richard. Am I on the air?
Awesome. Yes,
hello?
You are. Yes.
Yes, sir. I'd like to talk about the weather modification bill, if I can, if it's not inappropriate at this time.
All right. Make it brief, but go ahead.
Okay. Back in 2005, K. Bailey Hutchison sponsored a bill, Senate Bill 517, called the Weather Modification and Research and Technology Transfer Bill. And I'm looking at that as their number one weapon that they can use to usher us into this, military New World Order, you know, guns on every corner type New Orleans situation, because they don't think the people know that they can control the weather. And everybody who I talk to, they say the same thing.
Well, I think we should definitely remain very open to that, and the fact is that they do have weather modification weapons, and HAARP is out there, and they have openly stated, I believe it was back in 99, that, you know, the wars of the future would be fought with weather mod weapons and tsunamis and blah, blah, blah. However, you know, you can't prove it in the court of law, and we're kind of trying just to stick to 9/11. I would encourage you to check out Spike Lee's new documentary he just put out about Katrina, which is about 4 hours long, which it's in 4 parts, but within the first 40 minutes, they openly discuss the levees possibly being blown up. So, you know, that's what I would say to that. All right, Richard, we're going to let you go. Let's go to Ed in Pennsylvania.
Ed, you there, man?
Well, it looks like we're going to take a break then. We got the music cue from the booth, so after this short break, we'll be back with a little bit more traditions for you.
Yeah, and hopefully Ed in Pennsylvania.
Ed in Pennsylvania. Thanks, Richard in Texas, and we'll get to Dylan. Any questions for Dylan? He's on the line, folks. Sorry, he's being quiet.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Hi, this is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. Join Jeffrey Bennett and myself each day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll give you the flip side of the day's financial and political news. Had Warren Buffett tuned in, he could have saved himself $1 billion. You see, Mr. Buffett bet against the dollar 2 years ago. Had he had chosen buying gold instead of foreign currency, he would have made $2 billion. Don't make the Buffett mistake. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and let us help you ensure your wealth against dollar depreciation. For daily updates on the condition of the dollar, visit our website at republictradinggroup.com. Or as I said, just give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 and speak with Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898. And thank you for your support of Republic Broadcasting Network.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, this is Jason Burmis in for John Statmiller of Louder Than Words Productions, the guys that put together Loose Change. I've got Dylan on the line. Dylan, give a big shout out.
Hey.
You're right,
sorry, man.
Yeah.
Before he came in and started talking to me.
Yeah, real quick, sorry, we just got an information letter. Someone interested in doing something with Charlie Sheen from Hollywood. It sounds pretty intriguing. I'm going to go give him a call.
Exciting times for us these days, exciting times. So, Dylan, why don't you tell the listeners, you know, what a little day in the life of Dylan Avery was like today?
I basically sat around and talked to some Swedish people.
Some Swedish people, eh? Why don't you tell us what these Swedish people had to say for themselves?
Basically, the same thing that every other international crew has come here. You know, they want to know about the phenomenon behind the film, I suppose. You know, same basic stuff. We just sit here and talk for about an hour, and they use it to their own discretion.
Yeah, but don't you think, like, the international media has been a lot more fair than, say, you know, this new U.S. News World Report article?
I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious, too. Kiltown, what do you think of the international media response?
A lot better than ours.
Yeah, it is a lot better than ours, but, you know, I think it's been slow to the ball game as well. It's obviously starting to pick up a little bit, but it's only going to pick up with the citizens in this country, you know, outcrying, saying, hey, somebody come and help us. We can't do it alone. And that's not to say we need some kind of international investigation, but the more people worldwide that can confront this type of stuff and the hard evidence, the better off we're going to be. So let's go to Ed.
All the foreign people I talk to have said that more people over in, you know, foreign countries believe it's an inside job more than here, so that's promising.
That is promising. All right, let's go to Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
How you doing, man?
I just wanted to make a couple of comments. Your little get-together up in New York City, do you think it might turn into a National Republican Convention back in 2004 where they were just herding people into alleys and such and arresting them?
I don't believe it's going to be that way because, again, I'm telling people to arm themselves with respect and camcorders. You know, we have our First Amendment right. So what we have to do is ensure that, you know, we get to use it. And the way to do that is to follow the rules, to address everybody with respect. You know, and I really, truly believe that if there's enough of us, they will not be able to just herd us into some factory or some abandoned, you know, warehouse like cattle.
I don't know. That's what they thought up there. Even Mayor Bloomberg said we shouldn't abuse our privilege to protest.
Well, I don't think it's a privilege, sir. I mean,
well,
I would say the same thing to Bloomberg.
What someone else said. I'm aware of the Constitution. I'm stating with someone else.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're going to try to threaten us. I'm sure it's not going to be an easy road. But again, you know, Bush is going to be there this year, you know, to reinforce this big lie 5 years later. What are we supposed to do? Just sit on our thumbs and allow the mainstream media to coddle in the official version?
Look what happened.
I just couldn't live with myself.
Look what happened with World War II. It's widely known fact that Roosevelt took out the machines to decode the Japanese radio and such, so it automatically allowed them to attack Pearl Harbor. Nothing's been done about that. So, you know, either we wake up and see what's going on or, like a lot of people, just sit around and not do anything.
Well, you know, I refuse to have a defeatist attitude, and this country and its population has made numerous mistakes in the past. But if we continue to make those mistakes, how are we ever supposed to move forward? All right, thanks, Ed. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Michael in New Hampshire.
Hey.
Michael, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I was basically going to ask kind of the same question. I was wondering what the numbers are you guys are expecting to be at Cooper Union Hall on Sunday, because I'm planning on coming with I'm from New Hampshire, by the way, and I go to college, and I've actually talked to Dylan in the past online last year. I don't know if he remembers me or not, but I was wondering what the numbers you guys were expecting for this weekend's event.
Well, at Cooper Union, we're expecting about 1,000 people for that concert. Is that correct, Dylan?
I would say that's a fair assumption.
I
think the seating capacity is actually 900. So if we can fill every seat, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I think we're going to fill every seat there, and I really hope that we're going to see even more people down at Ground Zero the next day. And well, I'm really hoping to see people turned away from Cooper Union, that we have such an outcry. We have 600 extra shirts on top of the 900 that everybody who comes to this event will get, and hopefully we'll have you know, every person in one of our shirts down at Ground Zero.
Yeah, I've got two hotel rooms booked at the Paramount, and I'm coming with my uncle, two of my friends, and my friend's girlfriend, and we're bringing cameras, and we're going to film everything. And,
wow.
So we don't have tickets to the event on Sunday, so I was wondering, I mean, we're planning on leaving New Hampshire at like 5 in the morning and driving there, meeting up with our uncle, and then driving right to New York. And if we just show up, do you think we'll be able to get in? I mean,
Yeah,
at the ground zero then, or at the
conference? He's talking about Cooper Union because you're gonna leave
yeah.
Sunday morning, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're leaving really early on Sunday, and I don't have a credit card or anything to order the tickets ahead of time. You know what I mean? Like that.
Yeah, I mean, hey man, we're hoping it'll be sold out. It probably won't be. I mean, if you get there, I don't know what time you're expecting to get there.
I'll tell you what, man,
if you shoot me an email at jason@loosechange911.com, you tell me how many tickets you need, I'll set them aside.
Yeah, man.
All right, man.
We don't really care, man. I mean, you're coming down with your whole family. I mean, we're more concerned about getting people in the door. And
you are the model, man. That's what I'm talking about. Here's somebody who's taking his family. He's got the camcorders. I'm sure you're in the budget state of mind where you realize these people have to be addressed with respect.
Yeah, let's get this guy some tickets.
Absolutely.
That's the least we can do.
And I go to Keene State College in Keene, New Hampshire, and like I said, I've spoken to Dylan before, but ever since seeing your movie last year, the second edition, I've been really motivated to educate people, and it's been really intense for me within the last year on campus or just whenever I go to family gatherings, trying to explain to people in a respectful and not a condescending manner, but hey, look at some of the evidence. Look at Building 7. Look at the fact that there's what, 83 tapes from around the Pentagon they haven't released, and...
But yep.
I'm hoping there's nobody down there that wants to cause any violent situations, because like you guys said, I agree with you guys that anything like that needs to be diffused, and we need to show these people that we're serious and we care about our country, and we're patriots trying to do the right thing, not trying to cause any violence, but trying to expose the real criminals behind that day.
We're not there to protest. We're just there to assemble.
God bless you, man. Thanks for the call.
Don't forget
to email us.
Oh, I will. And Dylan and Jason and Corey. Is Charlie Sheen going to be there, by the way?
I don't think Charlie's going to be there, but who knows? You know, we might get a surprise.
I thought that was great when he went on, Kimmel. He's like, well, I have a lot of questions. It was good for him, man. And I'll see you guys this weekend, and we'll be in touch.
Very cool. Hey, Kiltown, what do you do to try to tell your family and friends?
I show them the pictures.
And you're pretty successful.
I had a friend. What's that?
Are you pretty successful? How do they take it?
Well, I had one friend, you know, who's kind of like a blue collar, a little bit conservative guy, you know, doesn't want to believe their government's bad. And when I first told him that, you know, no plane hit the Pentagon, he just laughed right in my face, and, you know, was joking, mocking me, and all that. And then, next time I saw him, many months later, I showed him a picture of the scene. I said, hey, did you ever see the pictures of the crash into the Pentagon? And he's like, no. I said, well, you want to see him? He's like, okay. So I showed him. And then, let's just say he's not laughing anymore. So all I have to do is look at the evidence. It's right out there.
It's out there, correct? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I've been asked over 200 what I call smoking guns, or you can call them coincidences or whatever. I mean, how many coincidences do you need before they're not coincidences anymore?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. All right, let's go to Paul in Wisconsin. Paul, are you there? Not quite yet. All right, Paul, are you there? Lost him. All right, let's go to the next. Matt in Texas. Matt, are you there?
What's going on, gentlemen? It's good to hear you on the radio again. The perfect thing to get me pumped up for this weekend. Let me see if I can address all my talking points, if I can remember, to address the caller about whether or not we're going to get arrested. I'm willing to go sit in Pier 57 to save this country for a week if I have to. And I'm willing to do a live show, remote show on the cell phone if we can sneak one in.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that actually Corey is already scheduling me into all sorts of interviews on September 11th on live radio. And as he stated before, I know at least Dylan and him will be in studio at Glenn Beck on 9/11 as well.
Oh, and I was talking about once we're locked up in Pier 57.
Well, hopefully, I don't believe they're going to do that to us.
I think they
would be fools. They would be fools.
I think the fact that we're going to all be wearing the same shirts and that now in the media that's synonymous with the Loose Change organization, that I think they're going to be a little bit more scared because we actually have a face and, you know, a presence rather than just hippies that hate Bush, because that's what it was at the RNC. It was just hippies that hated Bush, but we've worked so hard to create this unified presence as far as Loose Change, and everybody knows Dylan Avery. Even the guy that interviewed, I think it was Jason, his kid watched Loose Change, you know, and that was kind of hilarious when I saw that on MSNBC.
Yep.
But well, I forgot what else I was going to address. There's so much other stuff. It's, like I said, it's really good to hear you guys on the radio right before I go to New York. And hopefully we'll be able to get cameras there if they won't hassle us at the airport.
Yeah, yeah, God. The hassle at the airport is just ridiculous right now.
No, another thing, I don't know if you guys have addressed this on any of the two shows that you've done, but I thought it was kind of funny that you can have tooth powder which looks exactly like anthrax powder, but you can't have toothpaste on an airplane now.
It is kind of funny. Well, why would they kill him? The anthrax attacks were, you know, traced back to Fort Detrick, Maryland, just like, you know.
Right. Oh, that reminds me. The other thing that I was going to say, It Is Serenity is fake because there's no burnt grass.
What was that? What were you saying there?
End of Serenity with the giant, you know, the black hydrocarbon-looking fire. There's no burnt grass.
That's right.
None of the grass.
There's nothing burnt around the crater.
And there's actually grass growing up in the hole as if somebody came in with a bulldozer or a front-end loader and created the hole a few weeks earlier, and then there's little patches of grass. That's in the pictures that Phil Jahan, I don't know if you're familiar with the pictures
he uses. Yeah, absolutely. I've seen all this stuff, man.
Right,
absolutely.
The ones he uses, he calls it magic Muslim prairie grass that just grows up right after the plane crash.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions out there. I totally agree, and you're obviously familiar with Killtown stuff because he's done so much extensive research.
Oh yeah, I've seen a lot of his stuff. I'm on the Revere Radio Network, and we look at a lot of his stuff on the forums. Arizona on there at the Revere forums. And,
absolutely, Revere Radio Network, another great radio network. You know, me and Dylan try to do
right.
A little looser of a radio broadcast once or twice a month for them.
Right,
you know, they're great patriots, and they're really just trying to get the word out.
Yeah, we've got people all over doing just the grassroots radio. Another thing I was going to say, for the $10 microphone, put a sock over it for the peas. Because I was noticing on the Skype, you got this on, the gain's turned up all the way, and you need to put a sock or some kind of windscreen over it. But other than that, you guys are doing a great job today.
All right. Thank you very much, man.
No problem.
I'll see you in New York real soon.
I'll be there.
Yeah, we'll see you then. Dylan, isn't that great when you hear somebody's coming out from Texas?
That's crazy, man. That's so crazy, bringing his whole family and everything.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I'm very excited. You know, it really is a testament to where we're going with this.
Yeah, it's kind of getting me a little excited for the day. I just hope everyone's on their best behavior.
Hey, we know we've been out there. We're going to be peaceful. We're going to encourage other people to be peaceful. This is going to be a positive energy. You know, we're doing the right thing. And really, you know, I believe we can make it happen. I know we can make it happen, you know. If you disagree with me or you want to make a comment, call in. The number is 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to Julius in Arizona. Julius, you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, gentlemen.
How are you doing?
Very well. I have one thing to offer. I found that when you talk to a complete stranger or somebody whom you know maybe through business or social contacts, they're very afraid of the possibility that, you know, the 911 thing might be an inside job. It really rankles the average person to even consider the thought. And I went to the trouble of getting an excellent interview with Robert Stinnett archived on my website, and I can share that with you if you're interested, because it's something people can listen to, and they can see and understand intensely clearly the parallels between the Pearl Harbor setup for World War II and the 911 setup for this World War IV, or whatever the heck the neo-crazies are calling it this week. And it's about a 35-minute interview, I think, something like that, so it doesn't take up a person's time too much to listen to it. But it just has average Joes calling in and asking Stinnett, because they don't want to believe him at first. And the radio host is incredibly neutral that did the interview. He's passed away now, but he was in radio over 30 years. He was a big wheel at CBS at one point. His name was Bert Lee. And I believe he was in the New York radio market a couple decades ago, but the last 15 or 20 years of his career was spent in semi-retirement working out of Tucson. And I'll share it with you. The website is simmeringfrogs.com. And on the front page, if you scroll down a short distance, you'll see an interview with Robert Stinnett, the author of Day of Deceit, The True Story of Pearl Harbor. And there's one other tidbit I like to point out to people is, you guys remember the front hub section that's laying in the wreckage at the Pentagon that Carl Schwartz and a few others say is probably from the JT-8D engine, which is a jet engine that's about 20 years older than the RB-211 535 engine that is used by Rolls-Royce on the American Airlines 757.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. We covered that in the first and second edition as a possibility.
Yes, well, I've got a very simple explanation for people. Carl pointed it out to me. He said that the attachment points on the outer edges of that hub, all of the rotor vanes use a female attachment onto some male protruding what you'd call knuckles, for lack of a better word, on that old engine. But the newer engine, the RB211-535, has a machined billet of some sort of a high-strength alloy, I suspect it's titanium, that is machined with keyways that are female on the hub, kind of on the back side of the hub. And then every one of the rotor blades, the actual giant fan blades that would link into that hub, they are male. They're machined a male keyway. So it's an opposite fit. There's no way that engine could come off of a 757. And
all right, Julius. All right, Julius, we've got to take a break. So we'll come back to that issue when we get back. Actually, I'd like to have comments by Killtown when we get back on that matter. All right, we'll be back on the National Intel Report in just a moment.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Now, there's something that can give you the extra energy you need without the use of powerful stimulants and pills. Introducing the all-new Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave. This amazing new patch works with the electronic and magnetic features of the body, like a cellular radio, to transmit information from the patches into the body and enhance the production of energy and stamina. And the patch is non-transdermal, which means nothing actually enters your body. It's safe. You simply apply the patch, and the Energy Enhancer does the rest. No more carrying around bottles, pills, or capsules. No more jitters from powerful stimulants. The LifeWave technology in the patches communicates with the body through the human magnetic field, untapping the energy within. Combined with a regular exercise program along with a healthy diet, the Energy Enhancer Patch may help give you the extra energy you need. So join the thousands who discovered the Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave and experience the energy within. To order your supply of the Energy Enhancer Patch, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't wait. Act now.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Thank you.
Intel Report. I'm Jason Burmis. I'm subbing in for John Fatmiller with Dylan Avery. Dylan, give a big shout-out.
Hey, what's up, everybody out there in Radio Land?
And Killtown is with us as well. Killtown, done some extensive research. Killtown, what's your take on the J2HD?
I don't think no large plane hit the Pentagon or even a mid-sized plane. I think maybe there was a fly over. But all the debris I've seen around the Pentagon, I think it's planted. It just doesn't add up. Like the wheel rim and the C-ring, I mean, that stuff's so easily plantable. And there's a piece right next to it, like a piece of fuselage, like kind of a big chunk, but nothing that can't be cured by hand. Not even burnt.
But, I mean, as I've stated before, the bottom line is, you know, we have Dick Cheney with Norm Mineta in that bunker, given the stand-down order. So, and you know, it's the most heavily guarded, you know, place in the world. So nothing should have hit the Pentagon. So, you know,
exactly.
That's what really kills me and what people really need to take a look at. So from there, I'm going to go to my favorite caller on the program. This is the second time he's called in. Our personal hero, Alex Jones. Alex, are you there?
Hey, guys. I'm always driving around between 4 and 6, and I was listening earlier, and I tuned back in. I just wanted to call in and say that everybody should come to New York, and regardless of what happens, the globalists are going to be there using the deaths of those people to continue their new world order and the police state here domestically. These are the same murderers that carried out 9/11. They're going to stage the new terror attack unless we expose them. But let me just say this. Every time I hear you guys, make it clear that, hey, we're going to be polite. We're going to be nice. Really, because provocateurs in the past have told you and others you shouldn't speak up and you shouldn't be involved. The New York police are going to do whatever they want. And if the New York police do arrest a bunch of 9/11 truthers, they'll have to drop the charges like they always do, and we'll all get to be in solidarity together in the Hooskow. So I'm not too worried about the New York cops walking off streets and grabbing a bunch of people. There's a low chance that's going to happen, but we know there's going to be troublemakers there in the crowd, either provocateurs or people that want to be in the newspaper who will try to get attention. But, I mean, you know, regardless, you know, we're not responsible for all the people that will be out there or the nuts that are out there who are going to try to come up and say, hey, the families don't like you being here. Well, you know, the truth is that the head of the biggest families group, Mr. Doyle's gone public saying it's an inside job. He said the majority, over half of his members, have openly said it. They think it's an inside job. There's a bunch of other family members. So the majority of the American people, the majority of the survivors believe this. We're there to expose the murderers. And guarantee those dead people, those ghosts of those dead people, want their real murderers brought back to justice. So we all need to know when the media goes, doesn't this hurt the family's feelings, that we don't go, gee, we're just here trying to be nice to get the truth out. We need to be aggressive in our facts and say, you know, Bill Doyle, head of the biggest 9/11 victims group, believes it's an inside job. The majority of his members do. Most of the other groups do. The media's been covering that up. Just boom, hit him with sound bites. Hit him with websites. Hit him with facts. And it's key. You know,
Alex, we'll go right back to you when we get back. And basically, we're just discussing what's going to be happening down in New York. This is the National Intel Report. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
We need the not six months and bleed, and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer and food and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.